Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father through the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, fulfilled His will to the very last breath and the very last drop of His own blood, given and shed for us. Hear those words from Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Once again, this passionate question Jesus asked of His disciples. He came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And He said to Peter, "So, were you not able to stay awake with me for 1 hour?" This is God's passionate question. Well, it was another day in the disciples' life, but one that they would probably never forget. The sun had served its purpose yet again for which God gave it. And in the Jewish Sabbath day, at 6 o'clock, our night time, the moon would come out to serve its purpose and would begin in the Jewish day a new day. And yet that Thursday that we know as Maundy Thursday was one that was filled with all kinds of events for the disciples. You remember, Jesus would tell the disciples to go and with that special instruction to go get that special room from that one guy, that one place. A place that we had never figured out before, and yet Jesus would now pinpoint with perfect accuracy. And then as they would gather for that special meal, the Passover, then as the disciples would shuffle into the room and try to find their places, we know they were arguing about who amongst them was the greatest, and none of them wanted to stoop down and wash the disciples' dirty feet, only to find that Jesus, their teacher and master, was already there, teaching them humility and service. Then, of course, as they sit down to eat that Passover meal, Jesus would turn to His disciples and He would say, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about Him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Having let Judas know then that he was that man who would betray Him, after Judas leaves, then Jesus institutes something new. A new Passover, if you will. A new one that you and I now consider to be something that we do every other week. Or maybe the first two Sundays, if you're here. We know it as the Lord's Last Supper, the Lord's Supper in which He brings us into that union and communion with Him and with one another. So many things. All in one day. So many events for the disciples to all process, and who knows, they didn't know half of what that meant to begin with. Later on, they would find out. But even as Jesus would finish that meal with His disciples, and He would take them out to the Mount of Olives, to that favorite place within the Garden of Gethsemane on the other side of the valley, as they could overlook and see Jerusalem in the distance, He would tell them, "You will all fall away on account of me." And even more, Peter, who says, "Even if everybody falls away, I will never do that." And Jesus says to him, "No, this very night," of course we're talking about now Friday, "you will disown me at the crow of the rooster 3 times. All kinds of things going on this day. Mentally, these men were most likely exhausted. Physically, certainly, they didn't have cars to ride around in. They walked the streets with Jesus. It was nighttime. It was dark. He pulled them up away into the Garden of Gethsemane, and He would pull those three special disciples mentioned earlier, the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and then Peter, the leader of the disciples. The same ones he would take up on the Mount of Transfiguration, the same ones he would invite into that room as he would raise the daughter of Jairus and see how Jesus would be able to bring her back to life. And now he pulls them a little bit farther into the Garden of Gethsemane with him. And you know what happens. They fall asleep not once, not twice, but three times, all three times that Jesus walks away. And each time it's though Jesus is telling them, asking them, as he asks us this afternoon, "So, will you? Are you so tired? Are you so distracted? Are you so that you cannot stay awake with me for 1 hour?" A passionate question Jesus asks us once again today as he asked his disciples. Of course, the first time Jesus would say this, it would not be a surprise, because when Jesus would walk away from those three disciples in the garden, he would say this, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." And you know from the other Gospels that Jesus wouldn't go so far away so that they couldn't see or hear what he was doing. He would go just far enough and yet just close enough so they could hear him say these words. Going a little farther, falling with his face to the ground, he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." And of course, as you remember, Jesus stayed there and prayed for a while, and the blood and the sweat came pouring down his face, as he was quite literally going through the throes of temptation. And yet coming back comes the question. "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." And then he goes away again, not once, but two more times, to pray that very same prayer. And all three times that he comes back, the disciples are sleeping. You know the story only too well. But why would Jesus ask the question if he already knew the answer? Why would he ask the question of the disciples? Why would he ask the question of us if he knows the answer why we aren't able to stay awake? Could it be because he wanted the disciples who were there with him in the garden to consider how weak and really how tired spiritually they were? How many times Jesus had warned them about this very thing, that the Son of Man must suffer and go just as it was written about him? Woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. Or even as Jesus would explain to his disciples more than once, more than twice, "The Son of Man must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." How weak they were. Instead of bowing their heads and praying, supporting their friend and their master, as he would certainly have been going through inner turmoil, outward struggle, if that. And yet instead of bowing their head and praying for their brother, or perhaps in our case, for our brothers and sisters, they bowed their head because they were tired. They fell asleep. How much they missed. We could say the same thing about our own lives. We could say the same thing as Jesus asks us that question, "Are you so tired? You who work your fingers to the bone, earning your not just enough to sustain a life on this life in this world, but rather you earn enough to be comfortable and want more, to get more in order that you might experience more in this life. So that when you are so tired from working in this life, you have no time as you sit down to even bow your head and fold your hands for your brother or sister in Christ, to offer up a prayer on their behalf, even on behalf of your own life. Are you so tired from chasing after the worries and the cares of the world that so easily entangle our minds and, yes, even our bodies, so that we are so physically and mentally exhausted that we can't do anything at night but sit down and turn on some form of entertainment to numb our minds? Are you so easily lulled by the world around you to spiritual slumber that in some cases we don't even realize that we are asleep? That's why Jesus asked this question. Not because he doesn't know the answer, but because he wants us to think about this question in our lives, not only as human beings, but as his human beings, his children, those who have the privilege of being able to sit and listen to him pray to his Father in the garden. Those who have the privilege of being able to sit down and have that communion with him in his word. Those who have this time of grace to come to know him and to lead others to do the same. And yet when he comes back, as he prays this prayer, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." I can't help but think, if those disciples would have listened to Jesus praying, if they would have actually stayed awake to hear what was going on within the stone's throw from their ears, how much more they would have been there for their Savior. And yet it wasn't just so that they could be there for Him, but even more so that He would be there for them. Because as Jesus went away to pray each time, you remember what he prayed, don't you? It's what you pray, and I pray in the Lord's Prayer. "Not my will be done, but yours, O Lord." And what a will it was. And yet, they nod off to sleep. How many Saturday nights have gone by? We've spent time indulging our own pleasures, only to forget that, oh yes, that's right, Sunday morning. Or perhaps we have this idea that we'll do it later when I'm not so tired, only to find out that I'm not doing it later. I'm just putting it aside as I fall asleep spiritually to the truths that are found in God's Word. Why would God come back, the Son of God, come back not once, not twice, but all three times and to ask them the question? Why would He ask us this question tonight? But to wake us up. Wake us up from the natural spiritual slumber that we fall into as a result of that sinful nature. And not one of us is immune to it. Not one of us is able to stay awake. Not one of us is able to resist the spiritual slumber, the apathy that so easily falls upon us like darkness at the end of the day. And yet when Jesus asks us the question, he does not say, "Were you not able to stay awake for 1 hour?" He says, "Were you not able to stay awake with me for 1 hour?" And again, he's not talking about come to church and you expect you to sit here for 1 hour and you put in your time and then you're good to go. He uses the 1 hour because that's the little bit of time. Such a little bit of time that he asks for his disciples to stay awake and they couldn't do it. Such a little bit of time that he asks us to stay awake and we can't do it. such a little bit of time to stay awake with me, Jesus says. Because if you can't stay awake with me, you won't be awake. With me, Jesus says. The only place you can stay awake with Jesus is being in His Word and being about His world. What is Jesus' Word and what is Jesus' world? It involves His Father's will as He prayed. And because it involves His Father's will, His world is you. Even as much as we are not able to stay awake, Jesus knows that we can't, that we won't, that we couldn't. Which is exactly why He comes back to ask us and to wake us up, to convict us of our sin, that in the hopes that we might see the disparity in our own lives and the fact that we can't stay awake, not physically, but even spiritually. And He tells us, really in the form of a question, were you not able to stay awake with me for 1 hour? He tells us the answer to that question. When you were not able to stay awake, even for 1 hour, I was awake the whole time. I was awake to serve where you did not. I cared when you didn't. I followed my Father's will when you weren't willing to. I paid attention to my Father's will when you were too busy chasing after the world or whatever entertainment box you were watching for that day. And all the times that you weren't paying attention to me, all the times that you did fall asleep, I'll own them as though they are mine. After all, that's why I went and prayed in the garden. That's why I received that answer from you, my Father. That's why I stayed awake, not once, not twice, but all 3 times, so that when my betrayer would come to put me to death, I was awake for all of it. All of it for you. Also, that when you hear the answer to that question, were you not able to stay awake with me for 1 hour, you hear the answer in Jesus. That in hearing His answer to you from the cross, that you then keep asking the question in your own life. Lord, how can I then rearrange my life? Reprioritize my life that I am awake spiritually for you. Amen.